The Lord's sweet love be with you, heart dwellers. I'm sharing with you a recent cloud of melancholy that came over the community. We began spiritual warfare and it lifted, but the Lord is addressing at least one way that we get into that state. When I came into prayer and asked him, Lord, have you anything new to say to me? He began dispelling that vague feeling of sadness immediately. Jesus began, I love you, I love you, I love you, as always and forever. I always want to say that to you, because the demons are constantly wrapping you with lies. Beloved, I am so tired of seeing my bride bound under a pile of effluent, that is, layers and layers of lies about her character, about my character, and how I really feel about her. Oh, how I long to tenderly embrace and clear those layers of lies from her being. You have done valiantly to brush those ugly lies away when you hear them, yet there is so much that accumulates that you do not hear. And that is why I am coming to cleanse you, unwrap these toxic words from your being, and put my robe of righteousness upon you, one you will wear for all eternity. Indeed, I must do this continually, because the slanderer never sleeps and is a bottomless pit of effluent. Sweet Claire, you do not see the damage they do, but you do feel the melancholy, and that is the inevitable result of these filthy wrappings. How I long to remove every single vestige of condemnation from you. By the way, guys, effluent is like what they process at a waste treatment plant, you know, what you flush down the toilet, that stuff. Jesus continued, understand, my love, this is the way they bring others down to the pit. They so saturate them with lies that the soul collapses under the weight, believing themselves to be reprobate. You see the lies weaken your resolve to persevere in good. You begin to say to yourself, what's the use? I might as well give in to this temptation and obtain a little comfort, since I'm already so filthy before God. By continuing to do this, they lower your resolve along with your sense of righteousness. You begin to feel so badly. You gravitate towards the things that bring you comfort, even though they weaken your spirit. This is the constant job of the lying demons. Demoralize the soul to the point where they feel so helpless and weak, so reprobate, they see no point in persevering in sacrifices. Demoralize the soul lower and lower and lower until they are convinced they are bound for hell. So what is the point in abstaining from something that will at least provide them with a little comfort now? My people, you must be much smarter than the enemy. That is why I encourage dwelling prayer. When you dwell in my heart and I dwell in yours, I wash away the filth of those lies. I take the rags of condemnation from your body and replace them with a garment of joy. Please stand convinced that these deep melancholy moods and condemnation are from the enemy. Then quickly reach out to me to bring you back into reality. Here I bathe you in perfumed waters, even as a virgin is prepared for her king. I caress you with the aromatic herbs of forgiveness, appreciation, well done, compliments well deserved. Yet even then your sense of who you are is so damaged that you often reject them. Even as you did today when I gave you the card that said, I shine forth from the throne in your heart. You could not receive that. You felt rejection of it immediately in your gut and dismissed it as a mistaken card. Let me assure you, it was no mistake. And the very words you are speaking now are filled with that glory, which will be absorbed by those of a right intention who hear them. Now I am telling you, I am shining forth from my throne in your heart, though you don't receive it. More than half of the labor I must exert to reach a soul is convincing them that I truly want to speak to them. I truly love them. I forgive them of all those things that ride on their shoulders, constantly beating them with guilt. The demons know full well that a soul who feels condemned cannot open their spiritual ears to me. Souls see me as so high and holy that they believe they are unfit to hear from me. Yes, I am high and holy, the most holy one, but my love for them is far greater than any sin they can commit. My love is everlasting and long-suffering. No matter how dark the sins, I will receive the very worst sinner into my heart and wash them clean, injecting them with new life, new hope, and a future to look forward to. So you see, much of what I must spend my time doing is undoing the lies they've heard all their lives about how unworthy they are. My dove, once you realize that it is not your holiness that begets my love, but my nature is so filled with love it cannot contain itself, and it must spill out into the world and inebriate, cleanse, and make new the repentant soul. Repentance is the key. One who is truly sorry of their failures and ready to change. For such a one, my heart bursts forth with love without measure. My blessing and eternal love is upon you now. Take it all into your being, for you are mine.